Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Creative Journey Podcast. I am so excited for the third episode. I am thrilled to be back into the groove, and I'm coming today from an absolutely frigid, frozen tundra that is Chicago right now. I'm looking out, and just everything is frozen over. It's awful out there. Don't recommend. If you are someplace warm, please take a moment, pause right now for me, and just appreciate, enjoy. These are the moments I like. Don't know why I live here. I love this place so much. I mean, if you follow my work at all, you know that most of it is Chicago-based stuff. Me loving this city. These are the moments, though, where it makes it really hard. And I think also, I mean, we Chicagoans love to say that that is why we love the city so much, is because we love her at her best and we love her at her worst. And so in that vein, I actually feel very much like towards that sentiment right now about myself. I feel like I'm in a bit of a slump right now. I've got a lot going on in my personal life, in work, exciting things mostly, but some hard. My mom is, if you follow along, she had cancer a year ago, had surgery to remove it, but I do feel like it's a we thing. Like we've all kind of been helping her through it, which is great, and I'm happy to be there for her as much as I can. She did have a second surgery this past week to fix some of the complications that occurred during her first surgery, which it went well. She's at home now in a lot of pain. It's always hard to see a loved one in pain, but we're really, really happy that we're through this chapter. Knock on literally all the wood. So say another prayer for my mom real quick. But yeah, it's been a journey, and it does feel like a good, it was exactly a year ago that she had her first surgery and that removed the cancer. And so it feels like this kind of feels like the conclusion. Obviously it's not, because she still has got a long way to go in terms of healing, and that is something that is hard, right? Like if you are experiencing any sort of illness, ailment, anything, gosh, it really transforms like your life and the lives of people around you, and not in like a guilt trippy way that I'm saying that, but in a, you know, it can flip your world on its head and change your priorities and the things that, you know, are important to you. And it can also make things that you are currently doing feel very trivial, which is something that I have, if I'm being honest, experienced a bit with my work lately. Something I've struggled with, because especially in light of everything else going on in the world right now, and not to mention everyone has their own stuff personally that they're going through, sometimes painting a picture can feel kind of silly, okay? In light of all of that, and like, what is this doing, or how am I helping the world, and as somebody who, I don't consider myself the type of artist, like an activist artist, you know, like my work, I wouldn't say is like the activist type. Okay. I have felt bad about that at times. Like, oh, is my work not doing anything if it's not saying something big and grand and making a statement? And I've realized that actually I like to make work that brings people joy and makes people smile and has a sense of humor to it and can be a bit of a break from some of the sadness and harsh realities of life. And I think I've judged myself about that for a long time, and it gets hard at times when there's a lot going on in my life to feel like what I'm doing is worth anything. And I think that can also be a source of anxiety for a lot of people, not just artists, right? It's like, what does it all mean? Like, it's like the existential crisis. And so if you are experiencing any sort of existentialism crisis, whatever, right now, I want to let you know that you're not alone, and what you are doing absolutely matters. And like I said, actually just to kind of illustrate quite literally how ridiculous sometimes it can feel, is right now I'm embarking on a series of work where I am going to be visiting as many hot dog stands in Chicago and painting them. And that is a project I never would have even considered acceptable to do back when I was in art school. And I actually had a friend of mine reach out when I posted about it, being who was in art school with me, thinking like, gosh, do you remember the type of work we were making back then? And look at what we're doing now. Look at how much more fun we're having. And that is so true. Like, I do feel a lot more freedom now to do things that are fun or funny or off the wall, weird, whatever, than I did when I was in school, because I felt like I had to be saying something big and scary, and that felt really daunting and something that I just wasn't. And I don't even know if I have like the right words to explain what I'm saying. I actually feel like I'm like, God, am I going to cancel myself by saying this? But I think it's true. Like, I think you can talk about bigger things or be a refuge for people during hard times without having the work be too serious, right? Like, what is comedy if not that? You know, what is being sentimental and stuff if not that? It reminds us like what we're fighting for, like what we love, what makes us, and you know, the things that maybe aren't as complicated, you know, in life. Like, so yeah, anyway, long story short, I'm really proud of myself for making work that brings me joy and brings a smile to my face and a smile to other people's face. And I'm working really hard to not judge that, right? Especially in light of other intense things happening in my life and around the world. And so you can join me in trying to find the joy in the silliness and things. And I think there's something really beautiful and powerful to it. It's something I'm exploring in my work, and I'm sure that I will learn more about and about myself through this process of having fun and connecting with people over a hot dog, okay? So I love that. And yeah, what else am I thinking about today? So in that same, you know, line of thinking of, you know, existentialism, wondering if the work you're doing is doing anything at all, or if it's just totally silly and whatever. Something else that I recently came up for me this week was I am embarking on another project, not the hot dog project, another collaborative project that is a bit more of a leap of faith, I would say, because it's more of somebody else's vision that I will be assisting in. And I'm still really excited about it, but it's new for me, right? Like, doing something like that is new. I'm my own boss, and I've obviously done like commissions for people, but this is a bit more like, I've done commissions for people and where they give me, you know, a photo reference or an idea or whatever, and I go with it, but it kind of is still very much like my thing that I'm doing and they just are leaving me to do, versus like an actual collaboration with another creative who's working in a different medium than me even, is something that I'm a little bit new to, but I'm excited to do and be a part of their journey, and as well as it being a part of mine, because the topic at hand I still feel like is very within my bandwidth. And there's a letting go of control that has to happen there. And I was talking about this with my husband the other day, and it was something that I think he didn't say it, but I could sense in him this sort of like anxiety and like wanting to question, like, oh, is this a good idea? Da, da, da. Because it's new and unfamiliar, and he knows I do kind of work better alone sometimes. And I totally, it's valid and all like real things I'm thinking about as well. But there is a time and a place to question and pull back, and other times where it's like important to take a risk, right? And regardless, when you are a creative, there are bound to be risks that you are taking in your creative practice, right? If we could know exactly what something was gonna be like, look like, start to finish, what's the point? Like, that's kind of what I think, and this AI is a whole other topic, but that's something else that AI is weird to me, is it really takes out the process, it feels like. And obviously you can like hone it. And I actually found those, I don't know if you've seen any of those videos yet, where the person like puts a prompt in and then it's like, okay, go deeper on that, make that crazier, make that whatever. Like that's kind of fun to see, you know, like that actually is more fun for me to see that sort of like, right, the person asking the AI to like push it further. That's interesting to me. But like just pressing a button and having something be done is so strange and not, like, I think it just takes the art out of it, like for me personally, but, and like the human experience of creating something start to finish and not knowing what's going to happen, what's going to come of it, and it being of your own mind and whatnot. So Anyway, like I said, I don't need to go down that rabbit hole. That is a humongous rabbit hole for another day, if ever, because it's so overwhelming. But I am talking about risk taking here, and I'm talking about how, you know, there are times where you may have an idea that's in its infancy, or it's a project you're taking on with somebody else, and of course that adds a whole other variable where you're gonna not have all the answers to start, and you're not going to be certain how things are going to play out. And that, especially as a creative, is essential. And where I think sometimes my husband and I may differ is he's definitely more in business, and I'm in business too myself, but I'm in like a creative business. I'm an artist and a business owner, whereas like he's a business owner. And so he's thinking, his type of creative thinking is just a bit different than mine. And his approach to problems is very like solutions based and very analytical. And I can't always be in that headspace in what I do. There has to be a letting go. There has to be a bit of like fantasy or magic, whatever you want to call it, just a bit of, letting go of control. That is essential to be a good artist, in my opinion. It's my opinion. Okay. So, yeah, I'm wondering too how that dynamic though obviously exists. Like I'm talking about my husband and his opinions, but that obviously exists in me too. And I have these two sides of myself, of one being very analytical and one being more of a dreamer. And I'm wondering if you also experience this. I'm sure we all do, but you know, which side of yourself needs more love right now? You know, I think you're never going to be perfectly balanced. I think the idea of balance is sort of a myth in a lot of ways. If you ever have done yoga and you are doing, you know, what's a pose everyone, most people would be familiar with, you know, like the tree pose, right? Like you have one of your legs kind of like bent up and pressed against the other one, and then you have your arms up. If you look down at your ankle, which maybe you shouldn't do if you're not, don't have good balance, but you look down at your ankle, you'll notice these little like twitches that are happening, like micro movements in your ankle that can be a little like weird at first. You're like, huh, I didn't know my foot was doing all that. But it's because you're not like, you're always switching back and forth. Like that's what balance is. Like it's not you just like in a steady stagnant place where there's no sort of like movement happening, where it's just like perfectly in balance. There are like micro movements happening and micro adjustments always occurring to stay in balance. And that is important. That's part of it. That's strength there too, within the balance. And so what part of yourself, like that balance within you of being, if you, you know, as a creative, being both practical, realistic, you know, solutions oriented, and then the other part of you that's more of a dreamer, fantastical, imaginative, just off the wall, goofy, weird, whatever. Which part of you needs some nourishment right now? Like, do you need some reining in and some adjustments and setting up a routine for yourself, or maybe some limitations because you have too many ideas right now and you need to hone it in on one, and there are too many variables and it's becoming overwhelming for you? Or are you feeling like you're in a state of you can't start anything because you're overwhelmed by like the implications and the practicality and whatever it is that's holding you back, that is more like constraining of your creativity, right? I think both, it's interesting, right? The final result for both is that you feel limited, right? You feel like maybe you're all over the place in one capacity, or you're too confined in the other, but both are not producing a sense of flow. And so to get to a sense of flow, you kind of have to balance these two sides of yourself. Which part of you today, and it, like I said, it could change, like just like I'm discussing like with yoga, and like if you look at your ankle, like could be like a micro adjustment just today, and you're gonna have to make a different change tomorrow. What needs to shift for you to feel like those things are in balance and you can get into a state of flow? And that requires like very rigorous like checking in with yourself as like a person, not just as like a business person, not just as a creative. It's combining the two. And how did we get here? Okay. I was talking about a conversation with my husband. That's right. And I was talking about a project that I've coming up that's going to be a more, is a collaboration. And I have some nervousness about that because obviously that's a whole different dynamic than just like me working with myself and getting to know myself. It's figuring out this other person's like type of balance and balancing them as well, which is hard, right? Like, I think that's what makes commissions hard or just like any sort of collaborative work difficult. But it's also something, I think when you have two people doing it together or is more than one person, something really even more amazing can happen, right? Where it's not, it's more powerful than you. It's beyond you. It has a life outside of you. It's bigger than you. And I think that can be really incredible too, if you let go of some control. And yeah, where can you let go of some control? Where can you take some risks with, you know, maybe lower the stakes for yourself a bit? I think sometimes we also, as artists, can get so in our heads and think like, oh, it's a bad idea, or like, if I did that, it might be a waste of time or money or whatever. Lower the stakes, okay? You're not doing heart surgery. You're painting a picture, all right? Or making, you know, a pot on a pottery wheel. Like, it's not rocket science. It might feel like it sometimes, but lower the stakes in your mind. Don't take yourself too seriously and let yourself be free to explore and experiment. And if you find yourself in a stage of like overwhelm and too many experiments, you know, give yourself some ability, give yourself some routine, rein yourself in, or find somebody who can rein you in, like my husband. Okay. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is find someone like my husband to rein you in. Or yeah, anyway, this was a bit of a rambling episode. I'm a little over the place. Maybe it's the freezing cold outside making me a little wacky, but hopefully some amount of this made some sense or was helpful. That's where I'm at this week. We're weird, we're wacky, there's a lot going on, and I hope you're, wherever you are, I hope you're staying warm. Maybe you're like in the Bahamas right now and you're like, Julia, I'm way too warm. Whatever. I hope you're just not in, you're not freezing, okay? I feel like I need to hang up on a friend. Like, I gotta go. We're losing it over here. I've been talking to myself for too long, but thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate you. And I'm so grateful for this space where I get to be a little bit unhinged. So thank you. This show is a risk, but it's a privilege. And I hope you guys come back next week. Thank you for listening.